The battle over the Augusta National Golf Club's men-only membership policy took an unusual twist this week. Some of the attention shifted from the host of the prestigious Masters tournament to the actions of a newspaper covering the story. Joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of The Wall Street Journal. Good to have you, Stefan.
Hi, Lynn.
First of all, can you remind us of where this controversy stands right now?
Well, it emerged before the Masters tournament last April. It started with an article in Golf for Women magazine that took issue with the club's no women policy, which dates actually to 1934 when Augusta opened. Now, periodically over the years, people have criticized the policy, so it's not new, but it picked up steam over the summer when a women's group privately called for change, and Augusta's chairman, William Hootie Johnson, publicly and very angrily refused to change. And then after months of silence on the issue, Augusta hired a media consultant. Last month, they went on the offensive. Johnson gave a series of interviews. He wrote an editorial that was published in the Wall Street Journal saying that there was no chance that the club would admit a woman before the 2003 tournament.
And still the story hasn't died.
No, it hasn't. The media blitz by Augusta certainly revived the debate, and it fueled the critics. Very prominently, there were a couple of editorials in the New York Times. One called on Tiger Woods to boycott the Masters next year, to not play. And also the Times suggested that CBS, which has broadcast the tournament for decades, not show it in solidarity to pressure Augusta. Then this week, it was revealed by the New York Daily News that the Times had killed a couple of sports columns that in one case had taken direct issue with the paper's editorial stance. And I think that's shifted the debate a little bit this week, at least, away from Augusta and onto the Times. The main question here has been whether the paper is on a crusade in which its editorial slant is driving the coverage. The Times says it's just being aggressive in covering a sports issue that has social implications.
Well, why does this issue continue to be such a hot-button issue?
Well, I think the overriding issue, I think, isn't whether this snooty golf club has women members. It's not a fight for rich women golfers in America. These sorts of exclusive private institutions like Augusta are going to exist whether we like them or not. What is at issue, I think, is that this particular exclusive institution hosts an immensely popular and lucrative event, and therefore its policies send a message to the public. Augusta's intransigence, it's booted its corporate sponsors. Next year, there aren't going to be any TV commercials during the broadcast of the Masters. And that has only elevated the story in the eyes of the media. And I think it's going to get even uglier when the tournament rolls around in the spring.
Well, there's been pressure on golfers like Tiger Woods to take a stand on this. What have the women golfers been doing? Have they been taking a stand?
Well, the commissioner of the LPGA, the Ladies Professional Golf Association, Ty Votaw, last month came out and said that Augusta National should admit a female member. He said that the club's obligation to golf outweighs its rights as a private club. Now, the LPGA has nothing to do with the Masters, so Votaw said that it was making the stance because it represents not just women, but the game of golf overall. So finally, we did have some comment there.
Well, Stefan, there was another interesting story this week that's kind of related to all this, and that is that a woman golfer has now said, who qualified a little while back to play in a PGA tournament, has finally decided that she's going to go ahead and do it.
Yes, Susie Whaley is her name. She's a 36-year-old golf pro who lives in Connecticut. And she qualified for this PGA event, this men's event, by winning a sectional qualifier in September in Connecticut. She agonized for the last few months over whether to play in the men's event for a couple of reasons. One is the possibility, of course, that she won't do well. She would be at a disadvantage that she wasn't at during the sectional. She'll have to play from the same tees at the men, meaning a much longer distance than she was able to play at during the sectional tournament. But she's viewing it as an opportunity to get on the stage. It will certainly generate tremendous publicity for women's golf. And in light of what's going on with Augusta, say something about women's ability to play the game.
Thanks very much, Stefan.
Thank you, Lynn.
Stefan Fatsis of The Wall Street Journal joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.